Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundish, the wonderful woman of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is our power of prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm a part.
Okay, we can't hear you anymore. I don't know if your phone is on mute now or not. But we can't hear you, Apostle Horsley. Okay, we are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, this circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother, that is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Thursday, my goodness. It is the 16th day of February, 2023. So we're grateful that the Lord God Almighty is doing a great work in and through us this morning. And we just give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. So hopefully the horse leaf will be back online in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I'm just going to pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you this morning for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you are our hiding place. You are our truth. You are everything that we need, oh God. You are the Ancient of Days. As big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, it's you that we can trust in. You're the one who has proven yourself down through the years, time and time again. So we're grateful for that today, God. We're grateful that you have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we appreciate that today. We thank you, Lord, that your answers are yea and amen. And Lord, as we look to you, oh God, we know that we can move to higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God. Father, we thank you that we are able to move mountains because of your word. Hallelujah. Your word is just beautiful, Lord. It is good, Lord. It is what we need in our lives, oh God. And so we use your word for your glory, oh God. We use your word to see change in our lives, Father. So we're grateful for the changes that are here today, the changes that will always be on the horizon, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we are transformed, oh God, even by the renewing of our minds because of you and what you have done for us through Jesus Christ. And speaking of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend. Yes, and we know that you're the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So we continue to follow after holiness and righteousness so that we will have that peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God. Father, this morning we say, Holy Ghost, have your way today, because we know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us and guide us and teach us all things as we go through this life, oh God, and help us to keep our eyes on you, God, and not on our circumstances, oh God, to keep the faith, oh God. My God, we know that without faith, it's impossible to please you, Lord. So we pray that we will have continued faith to believe that we will receive what you have spoken in your word, oh God, and we're looking forward to that day when you tell us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, O God. So we are praising you this morning, O God. We magnify your name today, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we praise, 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 praise us commonly for the saints of God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just leading us and guiding us. And you order our steps, O God. We thank you that you sing over us with joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you that we are the apple of your eye, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Lord, we're grateful that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us, O God. My God, we just praise you this morning, O God, and say thank you, Lord, today for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this hour. Thank you, Lord, for our lives. Thank you, Lord, for our life health and strength in you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we are weak, you make us strong, oh God. When we're down, you help us to get up, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for unity today, oh God. Unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Thank you for unity in our churches. Thank you for unity in our homes, oh God. Thank you for unity in our schools, oh God. And Lord, we pray today, speaking of schools, oh God, that you heal those, oh God, who are depressed, oh God. There are children who are depressed. There are children who want to commit suicide. There are children who have lost their way, oh God. There are those who don't even know you and the pardon of their sins. So we pray, God, today that many children will come to the knowledge of the truth before it's forever lasting too late, before they lose their minds, oh God. So we pray, Father, today for just restoration of minds and restoration of joy, God. Hallelujah. I speak the spirit of joy. I loose that today right now out there into the atmosphere, that there will be joy in the hearts today, oh God, that there will be joy in the spirits today, oh God, joy in the souls today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. And Lord, as we go through this power of prayer, we pray, God, today that we will continue to give you the praise, give you the honor, and give you the glory, oh God, because you are a glorious God. So we're praising you this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that. We bless you today, oh God, because you are perfect, Lord. My God, my God. In all of our ways, we want to acknowledge you, Lord, and you will direct our path, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives even until the death, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my Father, we just praise your name today, God. In fact, this morning, I want us all to come together and begin to praise the Lord. Let's just lift our voices. We don't want to petition him. We just want to praise him because he's doing great things right now. He's doing great things every single day of our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. So let's just praise the Lord this morning. Glory,
Lord,
glory,
we
glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
We thank you,
God. Thank you, God. But it's brand new.
Yes, Lord. God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
It is.
Thank you for giving us this business. Yes, oh God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
In the
thank you for being in our heart and life. Yes, oh Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you. It will be tough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you
for everything that you have done for us. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Hallelujah. We
Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Who was it is? and is to come. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Lord, you alone are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Lord,
I'll be able to do it in a few weeks. I just have to do a little bit more studying on it. and I'm quite sure it'll be a blessing. It's like the saints of God just need to press into. There's things on the horizon. Keep your family in prayer, hallelujah to God, because within the next few months, something's going to stir up, because next year is an election year, hallelujah, and we don't know how this is going to turn out, but you want to keep your family in close prayer, and you want to keep your children covered with the prayer, with the blood of Jesus, and anoint them with oil, because a lot of things are going on. As you know, the time is fast, all the prices are high. But what it looks like is that we have the last administration that committed the insurrection, hallelujah to God, that that's coming up now. And then there's this issue with the House of Representative, the Speaker of the House, and all this is coming to a head now, and we're looking to go forward.
Yes.
So God has, I've been telling everybody that I talked to and had a chance to minister on to, just stay in prayer, because God has to bring us through here.
Yes.
It's not the end. It could be the beginning of sorrow. There's wars and rumors of war. But we shall trust in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And just cover our children in daily prayer and our loved ones and everyone and your neighbors as well.
Yes.
And ask God to just bless your communities that you're in.
Oh, yes.
So we thank God for that.
Oh, yes.
So with First Corinthians, the right, we're going to do the scripture of the week.
Amen.
And the scripture, and then we're going to come back and get it. And we just thank God for everyone that's here.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray that God would just bless the pastor with a nice automobile. I would like to believe God that she goes in there and they said, we're going to give you one free bono.
Yes.
However they use that word.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Let her have one.
Yes.
She does great work for the Lord.
Favor, yes.
Amen.
God will give a favor.
And we thank you. Okay, without further ado, a little tired this morning, but the wife is going to continue on. And,
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace. Hallelujah. I got to praise. I got to praise. I got to praise, and I got to get it out. I will bless the Lord, saints, at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. Our scripture of the week, praise God, is coming from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. What powerful verses of love. As Apostle Horsley already said, God is love, and we must love every day. I know they're talking about the Valentine's, but listen, we live in love. We are love. We are reflectors of the love of Christ each and every day. Hallelujah. We want to ask God for more and more of his agape love, that unconditional love that will always last. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 13, again, verses 4 to 7, and it reads like this. Love endures. I'm reading the Amplified version. Love endures, goes through with patience and sincerity. Love is kind and thoughtful. My God. Love is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. My God. That sense of pride got to go. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily provoked, nor overly sensitive and easily angered. My God. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not. Talking about love, it does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth. When right and truth prevail, love bears all things. Again, love bears or endures, go through all things, regardless of what comes. Hallelujah. Believes all things, looking for the best in each one. Hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, enduring all things without weakening. Praise God. What a powerful description. You know, we call this the chapter of love. Hallelujah. I call it the portrait of love. Anytime
when we want to get a clear view of what God's love is like, we can go into this chapter. We know there's love called Eros, the romantic love, and we know there's the filial love, the love of between brothers or the church. We have the filial love for one another. This is the agape love, the highest form of love that's being described here. When we look at this chapter and we look at these verses, saints, these verses describe the character, the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It describes the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. These are descriptions of God Almighty. We are children of the Most High God. The scripture said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And so, saints, as we become new, as we become transformed by the renewing of our minds, as we study the Word of God, hallelujah, and drink of the Word, hallelujah, and we think on the Word, and we meditate on the Word, hallelujah, then we can get this Word deep in our spirit, deep in our heart, when we ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so that we can apply the Word appropriately in our lives. Saints of God, we must reflect this character of Christ. We must reflect love in all that we say, in all that we do. It ought to be the reflection of our love. We cannot lose when we're talking about the unconditional love of Christ is flowing through us. We have to allow the love of God to flow through us so that we can reflect the essence of Jesus, which is love, saints. God is love. The scripture says, he that knoweth God, hallelujah, should love, because our God is love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus said, hallelujah, love ye one another, even as I have loved you. Hallelujah. St. John 12 says, this is my commandments. This is Jesus speaking, that you love one another. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, saints, loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sin. Ephesians 4, hallelujah, verse 3, it says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, saints, hallelujah. 1 John 3:16-18 said, by this we know the love that by this we know love, that he, talking about Jesus, laid down his life for us. Therefore, we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Yes, we are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. We ought to be concerned about what our sisters and brothers are going through, saints. And we must pray for them. Hallelujah. We must be concerned about them. Jesus also said that we must pray for our enemies. Bless those who despitefully use us. Saints of God, the commandment of God is love. The first one is the most important commandment he gives us. He said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandment. We got to keep his word. We have to, you know, I was telling some other saints there, that when we look at this word, the word of God is a mirror as well. The word here in particular helps us to examine ourselves. You know how as women, especially, we look in the mirror. I don't believe there's no one on this line that goes out without looking in the mirror. Why are we looking in that mirror, y'all? To make sure our hair is in place, to make sure our clothes is on right. If we're wearing dresses, ladies, we want to make sure we're not slipping. You know what I mean? So all I'm saying is let us go to this word and use it as a spiritual mirror where we can examine our own selves. Hallelujah. I can't get you straight or anybody else straight if I'm not straight. Glory be to God. So remember, let's use this word as our mirror. Hallelujah. We want to reflect the love of God at all times. But guess what? When we fall short, y'all, the remedy is the word of God. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Saints of God, we got to do like David did when he sinned with Bathsheba. Hallelujah. Psalms 51 in verses 1 to 4. I love the way he repents here to the Lord. He said, have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. Hallelujah. My wickedness, in other words. And cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions. We got to acknowledge when we do wrong. We got to acknowledge when we get off the track, saint. And my sin is always before me. Against you, you only I have sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Glory be to God. And I love what he says in 10 and 11 of Psalms 51. He said, create in me therefore, Lord, a clean heart. Hallelujah. Oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Say to God, we need the Holy Ghost to help us to show us when we are right, and to show us when we're doing wrong. It's important, saints, that we understand that when we miss the mark, that the word of God will help us to get back on track. Hallelujah. I love what he also says in Psalms 139. Glory be to God. He says, Lord, search me, Lord. That should be our prayer every day. Lord, search me, Lord. If you find any wicked way, I like this. This is Psalms 139, verses 23 to 24. Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of the everlasting. In other words, the way of eternal life, the way of your righteousness, not my righteousness. Glory be to God. It's important, saints, that we line up with this 1 Corinthians 13, hallelujah. We got to remember that everything we do, it ought to be to the glory of God. Saints of God, if we are not flowing in God's love, if we are not singing for the glory of God, if we are not preaching for the glory of God, we are being non-effective. We got to flow in the love of God, hallelujah. And Jesus said the proof of our love, saints, is our obedience, y'all, to his word. Hallelujah. We've got to not envy one another. We cannot be jealous of one another. We can't be all puffed up. We can't be so provoked so easily, getting angry so easily. Where does these things come from? Because we are not fasting as we should. We ought to be living a fasting life, a consecrated life. We'll be before the Lord every day. We're about to embark on some troubles that we know that are coming. But guess what? We got to be prepared, y'all. We got to put on the full armor of God so that we could stand against the wiles of the enemy. We got to still portray this love. This love character ought to be us. Hallelujah. We say we're saved. Hallelujah. We say we filled with the Holy Ghost. Then the proof got to be in the pudding, so to speak. You know, they used to have this saying about the beef vegetable soup. Where's the beef? They say this is beef soup. Well, where is the beef? Well, I'm sure the Lord is checking us as well. Hallelujah. Jesus says, you will know my disciples by what? By the love that they have for one another. Saints of God, we got to love God, but we also got to love and be caring for others, even those that are difficult to love. There's some people that's difficult, but with the help of the Holy Ghost, we can love them as well. Look at us. When we consider how God considered our little situations, even now he still loves us. Even now he grants us his mercy. Even now he grants us his grace. So who are we to look down on anybody? We have to thank God for the love that he has shown on us, the mercy he's shown on us. We got to show mercy to others, those that we don't feel is worthy. Come on now. We got to recognize that God looked above our faults, so let's look above others' faults and see them as God sees them, as his children. Hallelujah. As we pray for them, we got to continue to intercede and pray for others. Fast for the family. Fast for those who's difficult at times, knowing that God is able to bring us through and bring us out and bring us over. God bless you. I pray something that we've said may encourage your faith and your in your love walk in Jesus. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Randall Horsley.
Yes.
We're going to go right into the prayer prayers of the time. We're going to take your prayer requests, your testimony. Hallelujah to God. And
thank
then
you,
going
Jesus.
To Pastor Dolly. Pastor Dolly is going straight to the top of the hour.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you,
amen. The line's open now.
Yes, Lord. We're taking
amen.
It. Prayer
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Oh,
so what we brought this morning, and I just thank God for every word. Every word is true. I thank God that my sister and my niece made it here safely yesterday,
amen.
And everything, all is well and everything. And
yes.
Just thank God for just the love that, you know, that we shared for one another and the camaraderie.
Yes.
And we just had a wonderful
yes.
time. So I just appreciate God for the unity for families, you
amen.
Know, and
yes.
the salvation, healing, and deliverance for our family members that don't know God and the closeness,
yes.
Father, and men broken hearts and all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time mm-hmm. that we come together and start
yes.
Continue even the more just loving
yes.
on each other. So that's what we were doing on yesterday, and that's what we plan on doing this morning. So I'm the first one to get up this morning and everything, because I get up early every morning to run about 3 o'clock. That's the time that God wakes me up, whether I want to or not. So I just appreciate God
amen.
Today that it's a good day in Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Amen. We have another? Hallelujah.
Good morning, this is Chris. And I just thank God for the word. That was an all-time word. And it just really hit home, being, you know, forgiving, being able to forgive people. And I just thank God for that this morning. And I just want to ask for prayer for, like, depression and fighting depression. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to break that spirit of depression in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Blessing is here. Listening in agreement. Thank you for the word. And asking prayer for my niece. I did ask for prayer yesterday for her, but I heard that she had a minor stroke yesterday as well. And the side of his body is not working. So I know we serve a miracle working God for her healing and restoration of her body back. In Jesus' name, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have another?
Good morning. This is Linda. I'm just asking for prayer. I just came out of the hospital, so I'm still asking for prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. Linda Davis, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for the word today. And I'm grateful to be here. And I just ask for prayer for myself to continue to heal with my knee and my back each day, be a better day today. And I just pray for grace to get out. It'll be about 4 different people. Have a safe journey to and from. Everybody have a blessed week.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
This is Darlene B., and I just want to ask whoever is making a movement in the background, if you could please mute your line. We can hear you doing something. It's very simple to just mute your line while you're moving around on the prayer line so we don't have that noise in the background. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Mir. And I just thank God for that word this morning, constantly to be reminded of asking God to forgive us. So many times we accidentally make a mistake or not unknowingly offend one another and or someone. And I just thank God for that word this morning. God bless each of you.
Yes, this is Darlene B. again. I just want to ask for prayer for my granddaughter, Celeste. Just want to pray that she will really get a good relationship with the Lord. She seems like she rejects anything that has to do with prayer. And I just want to pray that she will get to a point where she's receiving our Lord, because at one point I know she said she really had some issues with God. So she's 14 years old, and I just pray that God will help her along the way, that she will get really right with the Lord. Amen. And also her siblings, too. Benjamin needs prayer for his activity or his actions in school, action, not doing his classwork, turning his work in, just sloughing off and not doing what he's supposed to do. So we want to pray for Benjamin concerning that. Amen. Yes. Thank you.
This is Lois again, and I just want to ask for prayer for a friend of mine, but they sure asked me to pray for them. They are having a lot of problems with the pastor, and the church is kind of getting on different things. But I just pray for the pastor.
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I have just one more thing. It's just so many prayers, you know, over time and over the years that I have prayed. And I just want a prayer for all of us that, you know, for the prayers answered, the prayers that haven't been answered yet, that hallelujah, we keep God in remembrance. He said, keep him in remembrance of things. So that God continue to thanking God that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we just work through of being obedient and keep looking straight ahead and trusting in him that he's still working things out behind the scenes before even our very own eyes, in Jesus' name. And this is for all the families all around this nation in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Linda Taylor.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda Taylor. I just want to lift up the sick and the shut-in. And I ask that, you know, if God lay on your heart, take time out of your day and go speak to an elderly person or just sit with them for ourselves. Let them know that they are loved and they're not forgotten. So I ask this in Jesus' name, special blessing on the sick and the elderly, especially in the nursing home.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen.
Good morning, this is Chris. I just want to ask for prayer for Denver. Also, with his behavior, I have to take him to a doctor to get evaluated for his behavior today. So I'm just praying that that goes well. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Shall go well.
Yes, let's just pray for the sick and afflicted everywhere, and let's remember the homeless as well. There's such a great population of homelessness here in Jacksonville, but I know it's in every city in the United States and even around the world. There's so much homelessness.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And we also want to keep in prayer the situation in Turkey and Syria. I mean, it's cold over there. They've had some horrible devastation. So we just pray for people. And whatever we can do, about, you know, every little bit. So I just keep that in mind. And there are several people here in the city, metropolitan Atlanta, several fires over the last few days. Lots of people being displaced as a result of fires that have gone forth. And I'm sure a lot of times people are trying to keep warm. But I just want to pray for those who have been displaced because of fires.
That's true. Fires.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Anyone else? So we're going to get ready to go to the top of the hour. Just want to remind you that, you know, God said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. The mind is stayed on him. When the phone had had a little bit of technical difficulty, I was saying how the adversary had come to attack yesterday, which he comes all the time, you know. And it comes to the person. He only comes to rob, kill, steal, and to destroy. But the Spirit of Heaven, Jesus declared, is that the Spirit of Heaven is love, joy, peace, righteousness, joy, and the Holy Ghost. And we started out praising God because we refuse to take down. We refuse to take the confusion. And we want to just praise God because we were going up. Everything was going in a good direction.
Amen.
And when the Lord had came to visit, the prayers were uplifted because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's what we're supposed to say. That's why he said meditate in his word day and night, hallelujah to God. And let not, he said for the book of the law, he said, but don't let it depart from you. And that's our right as saints of God to praise the Lord, and things begin to change. So much so that I didn't get a chance to go to sleep last night. It was just your joy overwhelming in the soul. So all hearts and minds, all the prayer requests. Then we're going to go up and hear the prayer requests. You're going to call them out, and we'll be in the hands of Pastor Dolly now. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The lines open.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we come right now, Lord. Lifting up all of the prayer requests right now. Lord, we pray for our dear sister Gladys.
Yes, Lord.
Every request of the fellowship of you.
The
salvation that you provide for your family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the soul of the family, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the God is comforting the greater order.
Oh God, Together.
Hallelujah. Mighty things, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the great and
The righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. And in blessing, we will be blessed. And in
multiplying will be multiplied as the stars of the heavens, as the sands of the seashore, because we are the seed of Abraham. Amen. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ.